Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The City of Soldotna's administration has responded to Governor Mike Dunleavy's emergency call for Alaskan municipalities to be more cautious regarding COVID-19. As a mitigation effort, the city has closed the library's interior, allowing access only via drive-up service, and they have also closed the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. City Manager Stephanie Queen offered details during the Thursday evening Soldotna City Council meeting.
The library is going to move to curbside only, and we don't know for how long that will be the case. The library will be open, the public can call library staff, but we'll be limiting to curbside only in terms of people being able to call ahead and then schedule time to pick up their materials. Importantly, we made the difficult decision to close the sports center. There was a fairly large hockey tournament that was scheduled for this weekend over 3 days that involved approximately 20 teams, the majority of whom would be traveling into the area to play games. Based on the governor's request and how we interpret our own responsibility and actions to take, that we had to close that facility and could not allow an event like that to proceed.
Vice Mayor Lisa Parker expressed support for these decisions.
I urge residents to continue to act smart. We were smart. We kind of fell off the curve a little bit and our numbers have spiked. So let's go back to being responsible. Wear the mask. Be smart. Keep that social distance.
City Councilor Jordan Chilson inquired about what conditions would allow for a reopening, to which City Manager Queen said there are no specifics, but offered assurance that the move is temporary. Chilson also expressed support for opening the library as soon as possible, but wants the sports complex opened after the City Council can take a look at some areas of opportunity for safety after seeing what he deemed reckless behavior with regards to masks being worn at the facility recently. Enough is not being done by the city, said City Councilor Pamela Parker. She thinks that the time for asking politely may have run its course.
We're just not doing enough. And I think that at every level of local government, state government, federal government, the buck is just being passed down. The mantra is, come on, guys, you can do this. Like, let's all work together. We're all Alaskans. Wear your mask, please. Like, stay away from each other, please. And that's not working. It's not enough for the cases that we're seeing, especially in our area. And you think, 25 cases a day doesn't sound like a lot. We don't have that many people around here. So I would like to see us be that group that actually stands up in this state and says, we're going to do something about this. We're going to put our foot down.
For those traveling through Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport anytime soon, several adjustments have been made throughout the airport that will likely be noticed, including at the airport security checkpoints and inside passenger terminals. Among the policies the airport asks people to follow are social distancing, wearing a mask throughout your travel experience, including wandering terminals and on aircrafts, practicing good hygiene, such as washing your hands regularly, and arriving at the airport early for adequate time for getting tickets, checking bags, and getting through security. At the security checkpoint, the main difference, aside from the ample personal protective equipment and added cleaning and disinfecting measures, is a greater allowance for carry-on containers, specifically for hand sanitizer. A bottle of sanitizer up to 12 ounces is now allowed to go on board. That's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.